Number 13, Sean Rogenbach, comes away with the puck. He's being checked by Amon. Amon gets the hold of the puck. There's a shot by Stonecipher. He misses everything and goes to the point where Kotchin simply puts it in the middle. Stonecipher on the right side boards. He's being checked by Matt Booth. They both fall. The puck is shot into the melee of players, and it's still there. Booth swats at it with his hand. Derek Estemaker can't do anything with it, and it's stopped. They didn't. Oh, there goes the whistle. There goes the whistle. The goalie was bowled over, but apparently he kept it underneath him. Close call there.
Yep. Almost could have been goalie interference.
Very close. The penalty did expire, so we're all back to even strength. 5 minutes, 25 seconds left. 3 goals for Harbor Beach, 1 for Stone Cold. Faceoff will stay in the Harbor Beach zone. Seth Geiger takes the faceoff. It gets tied up at the center. Wainer will come up with it and just simply throw it down the ice. Seaman is going after it, but it may be icing. It is icing. Seaman could not get there. Austin Seaman chased it down.
All the way back down.
Yep, goes all the way back down. So the faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Jesse Rogenbach. 5:16 remaining. I'm sorry, to the right of Jesse Rogenbach. Geiger will take the faceoff against Travis Essemaker. They'll drop the puck. Harbor Beach wins the face-off. It's tied up along the left side boards. Geiger throws it back in. Brown gets a pass, but it's at his visor level. He couldn't do anything with it. Then he throws it into the crowd. So we may have the face-off come outside the zone. From what I can see, nobody blocked that shot. So it will be outside the zone. He was standing out in front, but the pass was right across his eye visor. That really didn't do much good.
Nope. You can't score if it's not on the ice.
Nope. Very, very difficult. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left. Face off at the Harbor Beach blue line. Harbor Beach wins it. And Sean Rogenbach will throw it down the ice. It gets to the blue line of Stone Cold. Stone Cold plays it up. They break in. Number 72, Seth Geiger comes in. There's a shot, and it's held on to. Yeah, it's held on to by goaltender Jesse Rogenbach. No rebound given up. They need to get some shots with rebounds, and that just isn't happening. So the faceoff will stay inside the Harbor Beach zone. We have 72 Seth Geiger faceoff against Travis Essemaker. Essemaker wins the faceoff. He comes to the center dot. Oh, there's a kind of a hook, but Geiger got away with it. He takes a shot, but he takes it wide, and it'll go to number 13, Sean Rogenbach, and he simply goes down the ice. It goes into the Stone Cold players' bench, so that will create a stoppage in play. We have 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in regulation time. We have a 3-1 lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates. There's a little argument there of where and when this faceoff should occur. It looks like it's going to come all the way back into the Harbor Beach zone to the left of the goaltender Rogenbach. So Travis Essemaker will take the faceoff against Nick Crotchin. Beckler skates off, had one too many on the ice, and then we'll do it again. Faceoff goes right to the goalie, a little scare there, but
yep,
Jesse Rogenbach
was ready. Put it on his own goalie.
Yep, Travis has a good shot. Unfortunately, he used it against his own goaltender. We'll try that one again, and maybe he won't make the same mistake twice. Same players, but this time he wins it. No shot. There's a melee of players, but Travis Essemaker comes out with it. He breaks out on the left wing. There's a tangle of players. It's offside. Essemaker went in. Booth could not get the puck in fast enough for the speedy Essemaker to get it in there. And so now we have an offside call. We'll have a face-off at Stone Cold blue line. Now we're down to 4:26. Rogenbach Ashton will take the face-off against Crotchin for Stone Cold. Puck gets shot into the Stone Cold zone. The number 16, Titus Stonecipher, plays it up the sideboards. He gets it out the center. Mark Amon can't handle it, but Joey Amon comes up on the left side. He passes over the right side to Mark Amon. He goes in the corner. He's being checked by Travis Essemaker. Goes on the side. Crotchin comes up with it. Yes, he does. He gets it away from number 74, Seaman. Austin loses it, but it goes to center ice. Stonecipher throws it in. Delayed offside, so nothing happening there. And then Harbor Beach will try and break out. It looks like number 57, Lars Kaiser, trying to reach it. Oh, and Stonecipher gets it away from him, plays it out the center, and it's played right back into Harbor Beach zone when number 25, Mark Heyman, chases it down. Mark Heyman can't come up with it. Nick Crotch and checks Derek Esamick along the boards. Kaiser gets checked. Wainer gets checked. They have a scramble of players. Crotchin loses it, and coming out away with it is Derek Esamaker. Esamaker comes on, number 28, takes a shot. It's held on to a drop, but now it's held on to again by the goaltender Logan Connors as number 86, Avery Wainer, crashes in. So he held on to the rebound. Nothing happening there.
Yep.
3 minutes, 21 seconds. At what point do they get desperate, Kenny? Pull the goalie.
Pretty soon, I think.
Maybe 2 minutes?
Yep, maybe.
Okay, Travis Esamaker wins the faceoff. It goes right in front. He comes up with the puck. Another shot by number 86, Avery Wainer, goes wide. Booth is in there battling for it. It goes behind the goal. Avery Wainer almost gets it in front, but it goes to the sideboards where they have a tangle. Goes up, and Stone Cold will get it out. And number 13, Sean Roggenbuck, will take it back behind his own goal. He started out, he plays it up the left wing. It's almost intercepted, but it does get out to center ice where Avery Wainer can't quite reach it. Matt Booth does. He gets it to Wainer. Wainer can't handle it. He hits the referee with the puck. So Matt Booth has to try and play it. Travis Estemaker is in here as well. Now comes out to center where Geiger has a long shot, handled on a kick save by the goaltender, but a big fat rebound that nobody could reach. And now Travis Estemaker, he takes off. He's up the left wing. He's by himself. Avery Wainer coming up to help him. He gets it in the corner. He can't center it to Wainer, though. And Dan Brown comes out on the right wing, goes to the center. Number 72, Geiger, takes a shot. It's too high, and it'll be out of play.
2 minutes.
Lord.
Oh, Lordy, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season. Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am, but once I finish, that means one thing, income tax return, baby. What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never forget. Any customer who upgrades their service or adds a new phone to their account will get $100 to spend any way they wish. You hear that? 100 smackers. Listen, if you want an HTC Merge that costs $49, then use your 100 clams towards it. Also looking for a new headset and CLA? Use your remaining $51 to pay for it. Are you coming around yet? It's such a great season, isn't it? Hey, by the way, no W-2 form needed.
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice, fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.
Okay, we're back at the Huron County Expo Center. 3-1 for the Harbor Beach Pirates over Stone Cold. The faceoff in the Harbor Beach zone. And Harbor Beach gets the puck out down the ice. It won't go far enough for icing, so number 74 chasing it down. Austin Seaman, he gets it behind the goal. He tries to center without much luck. 25 Mark Heyman breaks out on the right side. He comes up at center, a pass to Dan Brown. Dan Brown goes in. He's being checked. He can't get it in, and now it comes out to center. Stokin plays it at center ice. Pass up on the right side, goes in the zone, but comes right back out. Melissa Rogenbach misses it. Dan Brown brings it in. He backhands it in to the goalie. The goalie simply hangs on. He won't play it.